Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the show. Well, SpaceX indicated it's not going to be able to send tourists in a loop around the moon they had hoped to do, Elon Musk at least had hoped to do last year. Going to have to postpone that a little while, so hold on to your money because you'll need it. This portion of the program is sponsored by American Made with all-American materials, MyPillow.com. It's guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Did you know that MyPillow has sold more than 32 million pillows worldwide? And what I love is they're made right here in my home state, well, where I live, home state of Minnesota, with all-American materials. Robert, Mary, and I enjoy our MyPillows, and for a limited time, you can get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows for 50% off. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and be sure to click on the Radio Listener's Special icon. Use the promo code RM for Rudy Maxa or Robert Mary. Here's an email from a listener named Gene who wrote, I love these pillows. I used to have to keep four pillows on my bed and rearrange them all the time. You can sleep on your side, back, or stomach very comfortably. I used to toss and turn, waking up frequently during the night. Ever since I got my pillows, I only need this one pillow. I sleep through the night without waking up, and I'm usually in the same position. Oh, thank you for sharing with us, Gene. Because I drool at night, I love that I can wash the pillow regularly without it losing its shape or comfort. I actually received my pillow as a gift. I love it so much, I'm going to buy them as gifts as well. I have two family weddings this summer I'll be traveling to, and I think my pillow would be a great wedding present. Each my pillow, by the way, thank you, Gene. Each my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. They can be washed and dried and include a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com and enter promo code RM when you see the radio icon to get the special two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows for 50% off. You can also find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. For our Write Steph segment today, I'm delighted to be joined by Stephanie Rosenblum, who writes for the Sunday Travel section of the New York Times and also writes in that same section, the Gateway column. Somehow, she has found the time to write a book. It's nice to have Stephanie back on the show to talk about it. The title is Alone Time, Four Seasons, Four Cities, and the Pleasures of Solitude. And those four cities are Paris, Istanbul, Florence, and New York. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
It's great to be with you.
So you write for the New York Times, and you actually have time for solitude?
Yes, yes. You have a lot of time for solitude. You have a lot of work to do.
That's true. And you can daydream. How did it come to you to write a book instead of telling everybody what to do and see the most in all these cities, how to enjoy it as pretty much a solo traveler?
Sure. Well, I've been solo traveling for a long time, partly, sometimes be because, you know, your vacation schedule doesn't necessarily match up with anyone else's or, if you're like me and I really like my alone time and I thought, well, why always spend it in the same place? Why not go on the road? But one of the catalysts for it was a story that I had done for the Times about being alone in Paris. And I was so, it had been such an amazing period of time for me. I really plugged into the city in a way that I had not ever done before when I had been with other people, that I wanted to go back and try to figure out what happened there. What was it about being alone that made that trip so special? And so that made me start thinking about that, and it made me think, well, I wonder if it's only true in Paris, right? Probably not. Probably this is true in other places as well. So I began, that's sort of what set me on the path to researching what it would be like to spend a fair amount of time in each of these cities.
And you have quite a few quotes from people, some famous, some acquaintances, about the virtues of traveling alone at times, being able to gather your thoughts and take your time to do whatever you want and spend as long as you want in front of that painting without anyone else saying, I'm hungry. but what if you were selling, if you were at a party tonight and somebody said, you know, I'm thinking of going alone to, well, Florence, Istanbul, but, you know, I just don't want to go alone. What would you say to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first of all, to be fair, there are some people who this just would not necessarily appeal to. But I think that when you see a city alone, it's like seeing it differently than you're seeing with someone else. So everything to me comes into sharper relief. You know, when we're walking around with someone, when we're touring with them, we're having a conversation, it's social, it's wonderful. When we're alone, we begin to notice all those things we miss when we're not chatting with someone, right? A perfect example for me was on that Paris trip. I was walking through the Luxembourg Gardens and I heard this faint sound, and it was really pretty quiet, but it was familiar, and I thought, oh, that sounds like the tank balls, you know, when people are playing, it's like bocce.
Sure.
And I turned and I looked over like a little bridge, and sure enough, like below me, people were playing. And that's a sort of subtle thing that like you miss when you're with other folks, or you know, you're noticing when you're walking around, like just the way light is coming through the trees and landing on one of those green chairs. You know, there's just a lot of everyday beauty and pleasure that you get out of the world that to me was really exciting because it made everyday life feel so rich. It didn't have to be a special occasion. And then I began thinking, like, this is something you can do in your daily life at home. You don't need to be on a trip to be doing that. So what I would say to somebody is that it's not just about being on your vacation by yourself. It's learning new ways to see the world that you can apply, like, for the rest of your life.
My guest is New York Times writer Stephanie Rosenblum. Her new book is called Alone Time, Four Seasons, Four Cities, and the Pleasures of Solitude. And by the way, there's some very nice writing in it. I like the ending of your Istanbul chapter. It's only two sentences. Let me read it for our audience. Quote, I thought about the people and places I'd seen and the many more I hadn't and hoped to one day see. And I thought about how we're lucky to catch whatever we can for however long we have, in peace, under a blue sky, in late summer. I'm nearly crying here, Stephanie. You know, you do quote one of your friends, David Lederman, who is the founder of David's mm-hmm. Cookies, and he taught himself to be a gourmand in France. And he told you don't plop down in a French restaurant and whip out your computer and start playing, and or your phone for that matter, I presume he would add, being oblivious to what's going on around you. And you didn't do that, did you? Or did you take notes while you're eating?
I would sometimes, you know, take a note because I wanted to remember something, and because I had in mind the idea of doing a little bit of writing, but it wasn't particularly distracting. But yes, I worked very hard not to be elsewhere. I really wanted to be where I was. And so it was a matter of figuring out, you know, I actually carried a physical little like notebook as opposed to always pulling the phone out.
Sure. Well, I should tell our readers also, besides nice essays on these cities and the virtue of traveling alone, in the back of the book is a fairly long chapter, and Stephanie has a lot of apps and programs that would help you see cities or help you travel smarter. I particularly liked the section on ones that help you calm down or meditate. The apps include, and we don't have to go into it, but I love the names. Amazing they haven't run out of names. There's one called Calm, Breathe, another one called Breathe, another one called Pause, another called Headspace, another called Freedom. I didn't know about any of these. But tell me a little, leaving that part, of one of those aside, I was really fascinated by bookcrossing.com. Will you explain mm-hmm. what that's about?
Sure. Bookcrossing.com is a website for readers and book lovers who feel that, you know, you shouldn't have to always go into a library to find a good book. And so they are in the habit of what referring to hiding books out in the world. So they will put a little barcode on the inside or the outside cover of a book, and they will sort of put it in plastic so it's protected from the elements, and drop it off somewhere in public, a park bench. They'll sort of tuck it underneath, you know, a sign in a, you know, on the High Line in New York City. They'll put it in any number of places with the hope that another reader will find it, take it home, enjoy it. And then what you can do is you can go on their website once you've found one of these books, enter the number that's on the inside of the book, and it's essentially lets that person who it's called releasing in their parlance, who released it into the wild. They now know that somebody else has found it, and then you, of course, can read it, enjoy it, and then go hide it for somebody else to find.
That is great. Bookcrossing.com. That'll keep the kids busy if you're not traveling alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and I found one of them, and it was amazing. It was such a delight.
Which of these cities, Paris, Istanbul, Florence, and New York, and I know you live in New York and your hometown is not often your hero, but which of those four cities, if you were going to wander alone, and we only have another minute left, would you choose?
Look, you're making me choose between my children. This is so wrong. I would say Paris. Go to Paris.
Well, it's a great walking city. Of course, so is Florence, so is Istanbul, so is New York. You're right. It's very hard to quantify. How long have you lived in New York?
Oh, I've lived in New York all my life. I mean, I've lived outside of Manhattan for, you know, most of my childhood in the suburbs, but the rest has been here.
Well, if you think New York is an unfriendly city and not hospitable to visitors, you're flat out wrong. I lived in New York for several years myself, and it's a great walking city, as are the others, Paris, Istanbul, and Florence. The book is called For Alone Time by Stephanie Rosenblum, Four Seasons, Four Cities, and the Pleasure of Solitude. You can find more information about Stephanie and her book at her website, which is stephanierosenblum.com, and Rosenblum is spelled R-O-S-E-N-B-L-O-O-M. Stephanie, it's always nice to have you on the show. Thank you for stopping by.
It was a treat to be with you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, that bookcrossing.com is that website where you can find someone hiding a book and you can return the favor. You're listening to RMWorldTravel.com. Glad you are. Stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at RMWorldTravel.com.